dealings with the IRS and conservative organizations.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The tax collection system that relies on trust, isn't the IRS's credibility at stake here? And will the White House, as called on by Senator McConnell, call for an investigation?
My understanding is this matter is under investigation. The IRS, as you know, is an independent enforcement agency with only two political appointees.
You're saying a quarter of the 300 were associated with Tea Party or Republican issues, correct?
No, I said that about a quarter of the cases that were selected for full development had either Tea Party or Patriot in their name.
So just, sorry, thank you for the clarification, but that would be a quarter of the 300 then. So we're talking 75 or so?
That's correct. Is that a quarter?
That's correct.
Thank you. I'm not good at math.
You're with the IRS. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm a lawyer. I'm not an accountant.
There's absolutely no targeting. This is the kind of back and forth that happens when people apply.
They use names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
By the way, we did target these people, but they said, A, it was inadvertent, or just some odd underlings out in Cincinnati who did this, and there was no political motive whatever involved. Now, the question is, how stupid do they think we are? Back in the USSR.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The explosive developments on our cases involving the Internal Revenue Service and conservative and Tea Party organizations, including the so-called apology, which I, by the way, will say not accepted by the Internal Revenue Service, saying, sorry, we shouldn't have done it. We targeted these groups. We shouldn't have done it. But let me read you something. He has, acting personally and through his subordinated and agents, endeavored to obtain from the Internal Revenue Service, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, confidential information contained in income tax returns for the purposes not authorized by law, and to cause, in violation of the constitutional rights of citizens, income tax audits or other income tax investigations to be initiated or conducted in a discriminatory manner. That's Article 2 of the Articles of Impeachment against President Richard Nixon. Explain to me the difference here by having the IRS not only target, but now acknowledging they targeted and asking questions not just about the organization, but about the organization's donors. We're taking your calls on this unbelievable outrage out of Washington at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's program tonight. I'm also doing the News Hour on PBS, dealing with this with Judy Woodruff. Folks, a lot of information here. 1-800-684-3110. George, I spoke to Congressman Mike Lee just moments ago. The outrage here is in Washington is also unbelievable.
Well, that's right. I mean, you were talking about a situation where the IRS was targeting, basically now we know this, every conservative group imaginable. Anyone that was questioning government spending, taxes, the way the government was run, the way this current administration is running the government. I mean, think about this, folks. This is not just Tea Party 912. This has expanded since Friday to even groups that want to make America a better place and don't think that this administration is doing the right job. That's this specific targeting, all to stop it before what? Election day. No apology, no acknowledgement by the IRS until well after President Obama was reelected.
Listen to this. Is Lois Lerner from the IRS. This is her apology, number 6.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
Apology not accepted. We're calling for a oversight hearings, which are going to happen, a petition to end the IRS abuse. When these hearings start, folks, I want 100,000 signatures on them. You go to ACLJ.org right now. Sign the petition going to Congress. End the abuse of the IRS at conservative organizations. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Sign that petition now.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Got a little bit of problems. In fact, George Will on ABC this week called it a jaw-dropping moment. Number seven.
This was a jaw-dropping moment. In response to a question at an American Bar Association convention, a second-level IRS person said, oh, by the way, we did target these people. But they said, A, it was inadvertent, or just some odd underlings out in Cincinnati who did this. And there was no political motive whatever involved. Now, the question is, how stupid do they think we are?
Well, that is the question, because we now know that there was, in fact, a meeting that Lois Lerner learned in June of 2011 that the head of the IRS tax-exempt organization, she was briefed on this practice of, quote, extra scrutiny to conservative groups. She wanted it to be revised. Nothing really happened. The IRS screening criteria was even broadened to cover organizations with political lobbying or advocacy, especially conservative groups. And then there was a subsequent meeting in the chief counsel's office as well that took place where they were briefed on the situation. So the whole thing is completely outrageous, folks. And the administration's response, listen to President Obama just moments ago.
They have to be held fully accountable.
Who are they, by the way? Who are they? Who are they? Okay, keep going.
Because the IRS, as an independent agency, requires absolute integrity.
Independent agency? One problem with that. They're not. They're part of the Department of the Treasury. The chief counsel of the IRS is appointed by the President of the United States, and the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service is also appointed by the President of the United States. Keep going.
They have to have confidence that they're applying it in a nonpartisan way.
Well, really, nonpartisan way. They said we're going to target conservative organizations. That's not nonpartisan. They also targeted conservative Jewish organizations that had a policy on Israel different from the administration's. Now, let me ask you this. There's not going to be oversight hearings in Washington. They're going to be serious and they're going to be significant. But I want to let Washington know that now that we've caught them, the IRS is confessing error, if you will. They're apologizing. The apology's not accepted. We have spent, I asked this morning in a conference call, how many legal man hours do we have in these cases? Over 2,000 hours of legal time in these cases. 2,000 hours. So we're looking at, we sent a demand letter out today. It's on ACLJ.org. We're asking for the exemption of remaining clients to be granted immediately. And we're looking at a legal action against the IRS agents involved in this. But let me ask you this, folks. Will you go with us to Washington, D.C., to Congress, and say, we're demanding oversight hearings. We're demanding that this abuse end. We need your help. You sign this petition. It's going to Congress. And it's going to say, end this abuse right now and hold this IRS agency and this administration accountable for what they've done. Go to ACLJ.org to sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let me urge you to make that call or go to the website right now, folks. I want to let members of Congress know we're serious. They've apologized. The apology is not accepted. It's not good enough. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, what are you expecting in Washington in the days ahead?
Well, we've got the Ways and Means Committee, the hearings there scheduled for Wednesday. You've got the Inspector General's report coming out this week. This is why the IRS came out with all this information. So on Friday, where it seemed like an unexpected, oh, we were just kind of casually apologizing because of a question. And what we then learned, of course, is that the IG's report, the Inspector General, which is an independent government inspector that kind of audits the government, is coming out with a report. It's been leaked, and it shows. I mean, the news agencies have seen it. It's been reported everywhere over the weekend that the IRS knew about this in 2011, that this went all the way up to the chief counsel's office here, and that supposedly they told the Inspector General that things changed. But, Dad, we've got 10 clients outstanding. So if things changed, you would think that those all would have been handled and maybe the IRS could have at least looked like they did fix the problem. But what we know is that their things changed was that they supposedly made some small modifications. They didn't make enough changes to where it affected those clients we've got that are still waiting, some over a year and a half, to hear back from the IRS. You talk about an agency run is a disaster right now. It has no commissioner. And you've got the head of its nonprofits, you know, on the phone saying, I'm not good at math and I don't really know, and laughing about this as if it's a joke.
Yeah, no joke here. We have, by the way, coming up later in the broadcast, an interview with Congressman Mike Kelly that I did just moments before we went on air. But listen to what he had to say when I asked him about the seriousness of this. Listen to number 16.
This is unbelievable. And if this turns into something partisan, I am really going to be upset because we take an oath to defend the Constitution. We don't take an oath to defend the president. We don't take an oath to defend our party. We take an oath to defend the Constitution and the people that we represent. And this is what is really bothering me, whether it's Fast and Furious or whether it's Benghazi or now this. There is just too much going on too often, no answers. And then when you get an answer, it's always, well, you guys are making a big deal about nothing. This is a huge deal that needs to be looked into.
Let me tell you what we're going to do here. We are looking into it by demanding the hearings and the oversight hearings and also letting the American people have your voice heard. The right to petition your government for redress of a grievance. We've got a grievance against the IRS. We want you to sign a petition going to Congress. That's who's getting it, saying demand action out of members of the cabinet, that Secretary of Treasury should be held accountable for this. IRS serves under them. Demanding action out of the IRS to change their policies, but it's going to the House. So they, when these hearings take place, your voice, the American people's voice, will be heard. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me urge you to add your voice now. Hey, by the way, if you're a member affiliated with one of the conservative groups, a Tea Party group, you give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, Jay Carney, the press secretary, was pressed hard by the Associated Press's White House reporter on the issue of the president being so critical of these conservative groups and now the enforcement agency coming after them. Number three.
Given that the president was so critical of some of these groups, and both in 2010 and in 2012, isn't it natural for the public to think that these things are politically motivated? What assurances?
Well, I think, first of all, two things need to be noted, which is IRS is an independent enforcement agency, which I believe, as I understand it, contains only two political appointees within it. The individual who was running the IRS at the time was actually an appointee from the previous administration.
So they're going to the guy was a holdover for 6 months left in his term. They're going to blame Bush. I mean, they're going to blame President Bush for this. This is what's so absurd about this, and they think they can get away with it. And then the president, you know, giving these lofty platitudes about the IRS. Listen to number 21.
But I can tell you that if you've got the IRS operating in anything less than a neutral and nonpartisan way, then that is outrageous. It is contrary to our traditions. And people have to be held accountable, and it's got to be.
That's interesting, Mr. President, because Richard Nixon was impeached because of that. He was impeached because of that very action. In fact, this is deeper because it doesn't only look at the organization being audited, it's asking for their donors and their members. And that in and of itself is absolutely and positively not allowed under the Constitution. It's unconstitutional. And Jordan, these hearings, when the Inspector General report comes out and all this breaks simultaneously, I think the impact on this is going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've now got the left, finally. I mean, after they were trying to spin on Benghazi, you've got the New York Times editorial page is saying, you know, maybe all of the conservative, as they call it, paranoia was justified. So because the IRS is questioned by so many in America on the left and the right, and people are always concerned that the IRS, and it has been before, could be used for ill and used for bad purposes and used to silence speech and used to scare Americans. And, you know, I did an interview today, Dad, out of Washington State. And you think about how many people got those letters and said, I'm not messing with the IRS. And we even talked to some who said, you know, and we said, we can get this handled. They said, I don't feel comfortable. I mean, these are, you know, grassroots Americans want to do something, you know, to help their country and create these organizations that have been completely cleared legally by the U.S. Supreme Court as recently as 2010. So the precedent is clear that these groups can operate and that, you know, people don't want to take on the IRS, you know, and don't want to be because they're afraid of audits. They're afraid of reprisals.
So the Washington Post is reporting, news alert, Obama calls IRS targeting conservative groups outrageous if confirmed. If confirmed, the IRS said they did it. They acknowledged they were doing it even late last year. So this isn't if confirmed. This isn't some internal leak. This was the head of tax exempt intentionally trying to get ahead of the Inspector General's report by issuing this statement. And that in and of itself tells you how dangerous this is. Folks, you go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition. There is no excuse to not stand up for the Constitution and our right to redress the government for a redress of a grievance. And we've got a good one here. We've got a government agency out of control, and they've admitted it. And now we need to hold them accountable. You go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to take direct action by signing this petition demanding these abuses at the IRS stop. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Yeah, so back in the USSR we go, and interestingly, the government knew about this targeting back in 2011, but on January 25th, 2012, don't worry, they changed the criteria for flagging suspect groups, and it was changed to any group that was a political action type organization involved in, quote, limiting or expanding government, educating on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, social economic reform movement groups. Those should be targeted. So they actually increased the number of conservative groups to be reached by their unconstitutional and lawless action. And again, we're calling for direct action at the ACLJ. You can sign that petition at aclj.org. It's not going to the IRS, by the way, folks. This goes to Congress. 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's program this evening and also a number of others as well. We've got a lot of calls coming in, Jordan. Let's go ahead and start taking some.
Yeah, let's go right to the phones. Debbie in Oregon, line one. Debbie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Jordan and Jay, and I'm just praying God's blessing on you and all your staff.
Thanks.
I think you already answered my question, actually, when you just read that last quote.
Of who they were targeting?
Else they were targeting, yeah, and I should be on their list about 20 times.
Yeah, well, they're also targeting Jewish groups that were conservative and in support of Israel. That was also came out over the weekend as well, Jordan.
Well, and this is what this is the actually the change. You know, the quote that, that you just read was the change. That was the amended policy because they thought the targeting the keywords Tea Party, Patriot, 912, that was not neutral enough. So Lois Lerner's office, this is how far up this goes, Dad. I mean, this was back in 2012, January. So we're talking well more than a year ago and before the testimony before Congress. Okay, where the head of the IRS, the IRS commissioner, said that nothing was going on. So they had already changed the policy in the chief counsel's office and the head of the nonprofits division. And that was a change in policy from Tea Party and Patriots and 912 to going to the specifics on, well, let's broaden it out. So we'll just go against now any non-conservative groups that meet this, political action organizations involved in limiting government, educating Constitution, Bill of Rights, social, economic reform, that was their amended policy. And I think that's what's got the left upset too, because they also included expanding government. So that was how they tried to get around it, is we'll just target all political. But still, that doesn't explain why four different IRS offices across the country we're still sending these letters to our clients, and 10 of our clients still waiting for responses from the IRS to get approved.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you're exactly correct, but this is, again, this is the administration's response. President Obama, number 18.
Well, let me take the IRS situation first. I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday. You know, this is pretty straightforward. If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous. And there's no place for it.
Yeah, of course there's no place for it. And this isn't if they were. Why is the president saying if they were? They did this. Not because we uncovered it, although I suspected it the entire time. Because they admitted it because they got caught by their own inspector general. And you're going to let them get away with it? I think the answer to that has to be no. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Donna in Rhode Island, line 5. Donna, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jay and Jordan. I became aware of an article on the Drudge Report.
Yep.
And Michelle Bachmann said that President Obama allowed the story to get out about the IRS.
Right.
Because he wants to take attention away from the Benghazi situation.
Well, I think there's two things here. I saw what Congresswoman Bachmann said, and it definitely is a situation where there's now two major stories in the press, and how does that play into it? So there could be political motives there. And there's certainly a political motive, Jordan, the fact that they released the information on Friday, coming right before the Inspector General report was about to come out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think you can't, though this would obviously could be used by the administration as a distraction. So you got the president say, oh, it's outrageous, and try to look like he's really handling it and, you know, get away from Benghazi. The truth is, this, I think, underscores Benghazi. this is an administration that's out of control, that doesn't either has lost control of its own bureaucracy completely, because 2 years of warning, you know, you can say there's so many federal government employees. Sure, there may be an IRS agent or two that do things that are wrong. But if you know about it for a year, then you take action 2012, but then you testify in Congress 2 months after supposedly making the questionnaires more neutral, even though there's outstanding people who have not seen the effects of that, that you're being told about, and so are the members of Congress, which, by the way, we were informing the IRS here
right in
Washington, telling them, see, this is what your agents are doing. And then you testify to Congress that it's not happening and didn't happen. So you lie to Congress. I mean, that former IRS commissioner, he's got a serious answers here. Was he not told by his staff? And if so, you know, the people like Lois Lerner, they were writing to Congress, never mentioning this in their responses. And she was definitely in those meetings.
Absolutely.
The Inspector General's report is going to show, just like how the Benghazi hearings have underscored the administration's just lack of being able to get the story straight. Here we go again.
We, by the way, have heard from, just on in the last little bit, thousands of you have gone to ACLJ.org and signed on to this petition, and many of you have called 1-877-989-2255 to hold the IRS accountable. It's going to members of the House and Senate to get the answers that we deserve now that they've admitted this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. Let's try to grab one more call in really quickly here before the break, Jordan.
All right, let's go to the phones. Scott in Texas, line 3. Scott, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, I wonder how much of these things are actually criminally prosecutable. I mean, it seems like this stuff is, unless something is done and people aren't punished, I don't know why.
Well, we're looking at civil causes of action against the Internal Revenue Service agents that were involved in this because, and number one, we've demanded through a letter that we've sent now in response on our client's behalf that all of these be granted immediate exempt status, the 10 that are remaining. We need to get that done immediately. And number two, we're looking at individual actions against the revenue agents and their supervisors that were involved in the process. That will be a civil cause of action. But we are going to make sure that if that's a viable avenue, we're going to go down it. We're not taking this lightly, folks. We're taking this very, very seriously. We have devoted, literally, I asked this morning, how many hours have we spent on this? Over 2,000. And the response from the government is, we apologize. We're sorry. That shouldn't have happened. Let me play that one for you again, her little apology statement. I think it was number 6.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that. The IRS apology not accepted on behalf of our clients and the thousands of legal hours that we've put in defending their rights. I apologize. I mean, that's like you file a false letter with the Department of Justice does, and then they revoke it by themselves in front of a House committee. Remember that one? ACLJ.org to sign on to this petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Stand up, America. Speak out. Hold them accountable. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Keep your comrade warm. I'm back in the USSR. Hey! Welcome back. back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country, and we certainly got a lot of them. Let me give you an update here, what's happening. The IRS on Friday said this in response to a series of questions that came out trying to get ahead of an Inspector General's report, that what we've said all along, that the Tea Party was being targeted, was in fact the case. And George Will described this as a jaw-dropping moment. Let me first play for you what the IRS said, then I'll play George Will's after that, number 6 and 7.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
This was a jaw-dropping moment. In response to a question at an American Bar Association convention, a second-level IRS person said, oh, yeah, by the way, we did target these people. But they said, A, it was inadvertent, or just some odd underlings out in Cincinnati who did this. And there was no political motive whatever involved. Now, the question is, how stupid do they think we are?
Pretty stupid, but don't worry. The president's actually used this threat before. Listen to number 14. This was a joke, but not so funny right now.
I do think we all learned an important lesson. I learned never again to pick another team over the Sun Devils in my NCAA brackets. It won't happen again. President Crow and the Board of Regents will soon learn about being audited by the IRS.
Very funny, really funny. Not so funny right now, 2,000 man-hour later. That's how many legal hours that have gone into this. And I will tell you, that's the reason why we're fighting back so aggressively. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for you to add your name to this petition. Jordan, what's going to happen in Washington on Wednesday? I know we're trying to figure out the timing of the IG's report and how all that's going to fit in. What do we expect? This is just going to grow over the days ahead.
Yeah, you got the Ways and Means Committee. You've got congressional hearings. People coming forward. You've got new groups coming forward. You know, the Jewish groups, the pro-Israel groups who came forward and said, you know, they feel like they were targeted the same way. They're putting forward their information. Now it appears that the scope was even broader than Tea Party or Patriot or 912, that those were certainly the first targeted groups. But that, you know, the communications with the IRS, which I think has to be underscored here, takes a long time. So the groups will apply. They sometimes waited up to a year to get a response back. So they applied in 2010. They didn't get responses back to 2011. They got, and some, you know, applied a little later than that. They got their responses around 2012. And then they get these questionnaires. They finally, you know, a lot of these groups, these are grassroots Americans. They were on the internet and stuff. And they realized they all started getting the same kind of questions. And that these questions raised serious concerns. Every Facebook post, every post by people who like your page on Facebook. I mean, think about that. We've got a pretty big Facebook page at ACLJ. Lots of people write comments all the time. Some we agree with, some we don't. Some are nasty comments. And to say that we've got to put that together, I mean, that kind of information, and you just get that out of nowhere. And they know that they're targeting primarily here not big organizations that are applying,
right,
but individuals trying to set up small organizations that don't have entire legal departments to handle this for them. And then when we did reply, I mean, some were still waiting back.
Yeah,
year
we
and
have
a half.
10 of them still
a year and
pending
a half.
Later, a year and a half after thousands of pages of documents handed over. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you're listening to the broadcast right now and you're a member of one of these organizations, maybe not one that was audited, but are a member of a conservative group, give us a call. If not, and you still have comments, we want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to have a lot of information about this posted at ACLJ.org. I got a congressman that we're going to be interviewing at the end of the broadcast, Mike Lee. I did that right before we went on air. You're going to want to catch that entire interview. Jordan's going to be sending this out on Twitter, no doubt about that, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. My media schedule today is going to be intensive, to say the least, and that will be posted through our social media at ACLJ or the J. Sekulow Facebook page. So we encourage you to go there. Again, sign on to that petition. It's easy to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Out of college, money spent.
See no future, see no rent.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org.
And the IRS wants more than your money. They want your list of who you associate with and who you affiliate with. We think that's incorrect, and we fought them on it. Now they said, yes, you're right, that was horrible. We shouldn't have done it. We targeted conservative groups, but don't worry. We fixed that later in the year by broadening out the number of targeted conservative groups we're going to go after, as if that was going to solve the problem. So we're fighting back on that, folks, on your behalf. We're going to be on Capitol Hill this week. Go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Thousands of you have gone to the website already. Hundreds more have gone and called us online, so on the phone. So go to ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to our phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, let's go back to the phones. Victor in Colorado's been holding on. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Victor.
Hi, Jay. I have a comment from a different perspective, Jay, and I would ask that you just please let me finish it all. We're not having a political problem in America today. We are having a spiritual problem. Now, all of this violence, all of this corruption, they had that big shooting in New Orleans yesterday. It's a result of what I'm going to tell you. God's favor is lifting off of this country.
Well, I understand what you're trying to say, but I'm not going to get into a theological dissertation on this, Victor. Let me tell you why. Our job is to be salt and light. We've got to engage the culture where the culture is and then try to correct that culture. Salt's a preservative in the culture. And I'm not just going to assume, well, things are bad, therefore God's favor is lifted off the United States and we're done. I'm not doing that. Our job is to be faithful and to speak out, and that's not only our constitutional obligation, I think that's our obligation as Christians, is to speak out on these issues. And let's not get so, I understand what you're trying to say, but I just think it's dangerous to say things like that when there's so much good that still comes out of this country. Remember, we're trying to hold them accountable. That's what this is all about. At the end of the day, Jordan, that's the fight here, holding our government accountable. It's no different than it was when we first started as a country.
That's right. I mean, the idea here is that the IRS, you know, why we're seeing this broad support for what's happened here from the left and the right to some extent, The IRS has been a distrust, and we know that the tax laws are out of control, that the thousands and thousands of pages that no one could actually comply with on their own, individuals, and you look at all the specifics, they can't get the tax returns back. There's been political targeting in the past before. You've had a president impeached over that. So here we have a situation where this, unlike some of the other scandals in Washington that become totally partisan, this is one that the left, they didn't even try. They did not even try. The New York Times editorial page, Washington Post editorial, they didn't even try to make this and say this is all about politics and two people. They have actually been very critical of the administration, saying that, you know, to downplay this is a joke. And because they understand that if you downplay it now, then what's going to stop it? I mean, could you imagine, though, if this happened under Bush? And people, they'd probably be impeachment proceedings moving forward. And I mean,
they've already tried that.
Yeah, I mean, this would be seriously nasty under the Bush administration and under previous administrations. I think it deserves the same kind of a level of scrutiny, regardless of who the president is.
So they had a Doug Schuman, who was the IRS commissioner, was initially appointed by Bush. He finished out his term. He was the one who went up to Capitol Hill. Now, this is what probably happened. He asked the question, and here's what his people said. Listen to number 15.
There's absolutely no targeting. This is the kind of back and forth that happens when people apply.
Yeah, well, except for one thing. There was targeting, and now the government, we're not having to figure this out, folks. The government has admitted it. We suspected it all along, but the government is now admitting it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Charlie in Maine, online 6. Charlie, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thank you very much. And I do agree with your comment that we still need to continue to engage the culture. Whether or not you believe God has pulled his hand of protection off our nation, I think we still have to continue. But I have been called for an audit, and that way I got the notice back last fall. And I don't belong to any particular organization, but I have made Facebook posts quite often about politics and religion, and I'm wondering, how can I find out if I've been one that's been targeted?
Ask them. You get your accountant or your CPA to ask the questions. What we did here was we told the IRS we're not going to respond to these questions regarding membership lists and data. These were so intrusive, folks. Like Jordan said, every page and comment on your Facebook page. Now, if they did that to us, the ACLJ, it would be, at this point, what, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pages? This is what they thought they could ask for. So when the president says, if this was targeted, if, and he's saying this when they're, in fact, admitting it. I mean, that's the thing, that the irony of all of this is the government is admitting this because they have to, not because they want to, but they act as if, if this turns out to be true. He learned about it first on Friday. That's what the president said, number 18.
Well, let me take the IRS situation first. I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday.
Okay, let's stop right there. First of all, do we think for a moment that the tax-exempt director decided to make that statement at the ABA meeting just on her own for no reason, or was it to preempt the Inspector General report that's coming out later this week? That's what it was. Continue with the president's statement.
This is pretty straightforward. If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices...
Hold it. If, in fact, IRS personnel engage in these kind of practices, well, here's what, Mr. President, your head of the tax-exempt group from the IRS said, number 6.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. The IRS would like to apologize for that.
Yeah, I love that. You know, well, the apology is not accepted, but that's besides the point. Stop saying if, Jay Carney. Stop saying if, Mr. President. The IRS has admitted they've done this. Now, what we've got to figure out is what else have they done? Who else have they targeted? What else are they trying to get? And what was the point of this? To stifle your voice. That's what this was all about at the end of the day. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, set the stage. We're talking about the Ways and Means Committee, most powerful committee in Congress.
Yeah, I mean, and they are, again, this is just starting. You know, this is the Wednesday hearing, a subcommittee level on oversight at Ways and Means. You're going to have the Government Reform and Oversight Committee. You think Darrell Issa is going to stay away? No way. And he's already said that he doesn't accept the apology and that he doesn't believe it's sincere. This is one, you could use that analogy, the heads will roll. To say it's outrageous, as the president said, if true, so what? To say it's inappropriate, to say it's unacceptable, does not matter if there are no consequences. Now, what is very rare in Washington is for bureaucrats to have consequences. This would be a key moment for the administration to show that these bureaucratic employees here in Washington can still lose their jobs and their careers can be ended because of this kind of conduct. And the cover-up within the IRS needs to be exposed, as well as those who have been handling this PR situation. How long have they been planning to handle it, and how far up did that go?
Well, this is, folks, this story is just now opening. And, I mean, you got ABC News' George Will saying it's jaw-dropping. Let's grab another call before the break here. By the way, coming up, Congressman Mike Lee is going to be joining us. You're not going to want to miss that one as well.
Tom in Texas on Line 5. Tom, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Let's not forget about Fast and Furious.
We have not.
Yeah, right, right. Let's keep that on the stove too. And what about a couple of years ago, you guys uncovered memos from the Department of Homeland Security that said the real terrorist threat were Christian evangelicals.
Right.
And you all remember that, I'm sure.
This is going to a narrative again. These narratives don't fit within the Obama administration's plan, and that's what we're dealing with. And these are narratives that just don't fit their plan. And what they do when that happens is they come up with new crises. And the new crisis now is we're going to blame who? They're going to say this is rogue agents in Cincinnati. Except, folks, I work for Treasury. I work for the Office of Chief Counsel, the Internal Revenue Service. The tax-exempt division is a specialty division inside the IRS. These are trained revenue agents. They are specialists. They knew exactly what they were doing, and people signed off on it. And by the way, we've got correspondence not just from Cincinnati, but from Washington, D.C. to California, and every place and places in between. Let me just say this as we close this segment of the broadcast out. This is just beginning. We're going to have more news on this tomorrow. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be dramatic. ACLJ.org. You can join with over 5,000 people that have signed on to this petition since we've went on the air this morning. In fact, when we started, we had about 500 signatures. We're now at 5,500 in just a half hour. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255, where literally hundreds have also done it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989 to sign this petition holding the IRS accountable. And our guys and our band here at JSecular Live, we may have a little surprise for you tomorrow on the broadcast. This is the Beatles version, the back of the USSR. We may be doing our own. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more. Congressman Mike Lee in just a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable.
Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Congressman Mike Kelly is joining us. He serves on the House Committee on Ways and Means, which, of course, is the committee that is going to be at least initially reviewing this whole IRS debacle when it comes to targeting conservative organizations. Congressman, we represent 27 of the groups that have been targeted. We've said this from the beginning. Your reaction when the IRS commissioner on exempt orgs made her statement on Friday?
Well, you know what? This is very chilling. This is chilling for the country. And when you start to hear, this kind of falls in place with just about everything this administration does, though, Jay. And that's the thing that scares me. Now we know. Now, this came to light before the election. But unfortunately, the Inspector General wasn't able to get back, didn't get the report out until after the election. So, again, you know, we know a little bit about what they're doing. We don't know everything. And in addition to these groups, I'd like to know who else has been targeted. But these people are very difficult. For the president that said early on, this would be the most clear and transparent administration ever. This is so murky and so dark and so chilling that the American people need to be aware of what's gone on so far. And I, you know what, Jay, I'm not sure, and I want to stay with you on this story because you represent 27 different groups. I also represent a lot of Tea Party groups. Yep. To me, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And if this turns into something partisan, I am really going to be upset because we take an oath to defend the Constitution. We don't take an oath to defend the president. We don't take an oath to defend our party. We take an oath to defend the Constitution and the people that we represent. And this is what is really bothering me, whether it's Fast and Furious or whether it's Benghazi or now this. There is just too much going on too often, no answers. And then when you get an answer, it's always, well, you guys are making a big deal about nothing. This is a huge deal that needs to be looked into.
Well, interestingly, Congressman, when I graduated law school, which is a long time ago, 1980, I served in the Office of Chief Counsel, Internal Revenue Service. My client was the IRS. I did both general litigation for the IRS, tax litigation, and tax exempt. And there's two things that struck me initially. One, this attempt to blame what they called low level, and this was ironic to me, basically clerks that were doing this. Well, number one, the IRS agents that are in the tax exempt group are highly trained. They are deemed specialists under the General Service Administration. So the IRS agents involved in this are, in fact, specialists dealing with tax exempt organizations. That's number one. Number two, we now know that there were meetings back in 2011 when this targeting first came to light. There was concern expressed, but they didn't really change anything. In fact, the subsequent issues were worse. And I can tell you, Congressman, that in June of this past year, we were still getting letters demanding access to donor information, membership lists, conversations that members might have had of these Tea Party groups with people like you serving in Congress. So this is such a blatant attempt here. What is your sense of what's going on, and what's the outrage level among your colleagues right now? I think this is going to get worse, not better, for the government, by the way.
Well, you know, we were breaking last week when this story came out. And so I think when I get back there, I'll hear a lot more about it. But I think just as an American, Jay, we should be so outraged as a people. And as this comes to light, we keep finding out that every time something gets exposed, of this administration, it's always, well, you're making a big deal about nothing, and this happened at a low level. This isn't something that really any of us knew about. I don't know. I, for one, and I think the United States, the people of the United States, are getting fed up with this line that this administration feeds us. I'm with you, and I've been in business a long time. These things don't just happen. I want to find out how it happened, how it got started, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg on what they've been doing. It's just that we don't have all the information yet. So, and I'm on an oversight committee in Ways and Means with Dr. Bustani. I know Chairman Camp had put a statement out Friday. I think this is something that we really have to look into. And if we don't, and I'm going to say, I'm using if, saying that that's not going to happen. We are going to be looking after it. Either we're looking after it as United States congressmen. This is our job. And the American people have a right to know, and we have the responsibility to find out. So, I got to tell you, I don't think any of us are going to rest, and I'm looking forward to the discussions when we get back in the conversations. But I think this is going to require an awful lot of looking into. It's going to require an awful lot of committee work, and it's going to do an awful lot of fact-finding for the American people to find out just exactly what's going on. This is a very chilling episode, another chilling episode from this administration
yep.
continues. To put always push this down. If it would happen a long time ago, oh, you just don't understand. It was low level. No, you people don't understand. I'm so tired of being told I don't understand. I understand. I just don't agree with anything.
Exactly.
Doing.
Congressman, let me ask you this. You know, when this report came out Friday, of course, it was the statement was made by the head of tax exempt. No doubt now we know intentionally leaked at that time. The statement was made because they knew the Inspector General report was coming out, which actually paints a picture worse than what it is. But we had Jay Carney, the president's press secretary, talk about the Internal Revenue Service as, quote, an independent governmental agency, which, A, is factually not true. It's part of the executive branch. It's the enforcement arm of Treasury. And just this last week, we have a client that got notified by the IRS that they are being audited because of compliance with Obamacare. I think this is probably the first one in our nation's history, but we've got an IRS letter on one of our clients that we're in court with and have obtained an injunction on, and the government is now coming after them, even though we've got an injunction in place.
I would say Jay Carney's got his hands full. He's really trying to cover a lot of bases at one time and having a very difficult time. He can't defend it, so he tries to deflect it. And I think that you and I both understand what's going on. I think the American people understand. And this is the case now, truly, where the American people are starting to see that the emperor has no clothes. This we're laying naked an administration that will stop at nothing. Jay, I would say this is blind ambition on the part of this administration. Their agenda since day one has been to do these things. They have used every leverage point that they could. Everything at their means, and I did hear Jay Carney say that about, oh, this is the IRS, this is, that's part of the executive team, for goodness sakes. The last time I looked, Treasury was under the executive department. This all links in very closely. I don't care how badly they try to distort it. I don't care how badly they try to deflect it. There is something here that really smells. You know, it's the old story. You know, if it waddles like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. This is bad. This one has a bad smell that won't go away, and this is one that Congress and my colleagues, and I would just say on both sides, this is not a Republican issue or a Democrat issue. This is an American issue, and my goodness, if I hear that this is a partisan effort to discredit the president, I will tell these people to their face, your job is not to defend the president of the United States. Your job is to defend and to stand up for the people that sent you to Washington, D.C. to look out for their best interests. This is not taking place right now. We better see a turn of everybody in Congress to get things fixed. I am all over this right now because it is so chilling for the American people to think that we have reached this point now where this arm-twisting, using the heavy hand of the government, again, to intimidate, is horrible. And that's not the way it was designed, not the United States of America. Maybe other places in the world, yeah, not where we live, not what over a million people have given their lives to defend. And to sit and watch this happen is a travesty.
Congressman Mike Lee, thanks for being with us. Thank you for your hard work, and keep us posted in your progress there in Washington, as this issue is certainly going to continue and I think get more in depth in the days ahead. Thanks for being with us, Congressman.
Thank you, Jake.
That's going to do it for the broadcast today, folks. We've got a petition up that is going to hold the Internal Revenue Service accountable for their actions. You can go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We also will have information available online at ACLJ.org, and look at our social media as well. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's program tonight discussing this. We'll talk to you more tomorrow.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable.
Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.